Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Welcome back to The Takeaway. It's Todd Zwillick. News from the Trump administration today, new sanctions on 7 Russian oligarchs and 17 government officials in Russia as punishment for Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. Andrea Bernstein with WNYC and co-host of the Trump Inc. podcast is here in the studio. And Andrea, we have another story we're going to get to in just a moment from your podcast, but you and Trump Inc., Andrea, have spent a lot of time on President Trump's business connections to Russians, including one guy sanctioned here, Oleg Deripaska. Your reaction?
Well, my reaction is wait and see, because the Trump administration's, it seems to be a sort of their action on Russia seems to move like a tennis ball back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And I think we have to see how these actually play out. What has happened is that at various points, Congress voted for sanctions, Trump signed the bill, and then didn't enforce them. The Trump administration, other people other than the president, made steps to sanction Russian officials, in this case, Russian oligarch, and then the president in some way undermined that. I mean, he spoke just recently about a meeting in the White House with Vladimir Putin, which certainly undermines the message of all of these sanctions. So we have to wait to see how it plays out. The news just broke today, and I'd like to get more information about the specific motivations for this Treasury Department action. It's certainly clear that things are getting a little tense and hot, though, with U.S.-Russian relations.
All right. Announcement of sanctions is one thing, but they don't seem to mean much until the money stops moving, Andrea. That's the message
exactly
I'm getting from you.
That's the
takeaway. And you're from Trump Inc. So let's keep combining these two things, Andrea, because I have you. I also have Eric Umansky, deputy managing editor from ProPublica, because Eric, you and ProPublica have published the first comprehensive database now going inside the Trump administration of more than 2,500 political appointees in the administration. This is a searchable database that allows people for the first time to look into the wheelhouse of the Trump Inc. podcast of conflicts of interest. Eric, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
This is a huge project, Eric. How did you put together Trump Town? That's the name of this database.
Right, Trump Town. Something we've been working on for really a year and have been doing in bits and parts. Ever since Trump was inaugurated, we have been releasing financial disclosure forms that you can get, lobbying forms that you can get to understand exactly who is in the administration and what their financial lobbying and other backgrounds are, to understand whether there might be conflicts of interest, to dig into potential conflicts of interest. And it's something that we've been putting out, you know, as I said, for more than a year. And we decided recently, let's put it all together. Let's make it all searchable. And at this point, it's actually about 2,700 people. That is such a massive amount of information, such a massive number of documents, that really it takes a village to dig into it together. So we want everybody to look with us.
Get some crowdsourcing going on. So Eric, let's get to the bottom line here. Nearly 3,000 political appointees. President Trump in the campaign famously said he's going to drain the swamp. His crowds chanted it at rallies. He said that at one point he would even be willing to ban lobbyists from the Trump administration. Has that happened?
Right. So I have some breaking news for you. That hasn't happened.
Yeah.
And in fact, we found a lot of lobbyists. It's a thing that we've written about, not just lobbyists who are in the administration, but lobbyists who are now working at agencies that they once sought to lobby. At times, they have the ability to lobby on the very thing be involved in the very thing that they once sought to influence. And we've documented some of those cases.
But I thought that federal rules were supposed to prevent this, right? I mean, lobbyists do go in and out of administrations, but there are rules that say you can't dip into an administration and then start to regulate the thing you were lobbying on last week.
Right. So there are some federal laws about this stuff, but mostly what it is, and every administration has had its own version of these, they're ethics rules. And by rules, it means you get to make up your own rules. So the Obama administration had its own set of rules. And Trump, when he came into office, said, my rules are going to be even more glorious, even more magnificent. And the truth is, they were actually watered down from the previous rules. And what's more, and this is quite important, they have also been giving out waivers to their own rules. So for specific officials, you don't have to follow the rules that they made up. And that's one of the things that we've been doing is digging into who gets waivers or not. The Trump administration for a long time had not been releasing who those waivers were going to. And now we've been finding it out.
One of the things that is striking about what is happening now is, I mean, obviously lobbying is not a new thing, but what is happening in the Trump administration from the president on down, and this is one of the things we've been looking into in the Trumping podcast, he said when he was president-elect, I could run the country and I could run my company at the same time. So that is the message that he sent from the top. Then we know about his daughter, Ivanka. She hasn't fully divested from her international business, nor has his son-in-law, Jared Kushner. So all of this lobbying, former lobbying ethics waiver activity is happening in the context of an administration where the leader of the entire administration has made it perfectly clear that mixing business and government work is okay.
All under the slogan of drain the swamp, of course, Andrea. Well, Eric, let me end with you because you mentioned at the top of this that you want people's help on the Trump Town effort here. You've got a crowdsourcing bid for people to help you go through these thousands of names and connections. What do you want people to do? How does it work?
So we've actually put up what we call a reporting recipe. And if you go to ProPublica's website, you can see it, or you can also go to the TrumpIncPodcast.org and see it there. And, you know, it's a very basic set of things, which is we want to look into these documents that we've been mentioning, the financial disclosure forms. We also want to look at, in the financial disclosure forms, everybody's heard of LLCs. What are LLCs? They're companies where you don't know who are behind them. We give you the tools to help dig into who's behind them. And then I mentioned the ethics waivers. We want to find out who's getting ethics waivers and what are they doing with them. And we give you all sorts of tools and instructions to do that kind of stuff.
And if you get a scoop, we'll put it down the line.
And Andrea might run it. Great. Well, you can help Eric Umansky and ProPublica dig into the swamp that we thought was going to be drained, I guess. Eric Umansky from ProPublica, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Also, Andrea Bernstein of WNYC and co-host of the Trump Inc. podcast. Andrea, as always, thank you.
As always, Todd.